Welcome to Devotionals for the Busy. The topic for today is, God, this is just not a good time. The scripture is Acts 24, verse 25. Felix became alarmed and terrified and said, "Go away for the present. When I have a convenient opportunity, I will send for you." The Bible tells a story about a man who did not follow God because doing so would have been inconvenient. This man, named Felix, asked Paul to come and preach the gospel to him. But when Paul started talking to him about right living, purity of life, and controlling his passions, Felix became alarmed and frightened. He told Paul to go away and that he would call him at a more convenient time. I find this extremely amusing, not because it is really funny, but because it clearly depicts the way we are. We don't mind hearing about how much God loves us and about the good plans He has for our lives. But when He begins to chastise us or correct us in any way, we try to tell Him that now is just not a good time. I doubt He ever chooses a time we would consider a good time. And I think He does that on purpose. When the Israelites were traveling through the wilderness, they were led by a cloud during the day and a pillar of fire at night. When the cloud moved, they had to move. And when it hovered, they stayed where they were. The Bible says that sometimes it moved during the day and sometimes it moved at night. Sometimes it rested for a few days and sometimes it rested for one day. I seriously doubt that at night they all hung a do not disturb sign on the opening of their tents to let God know that they did not want to be inconvenienced. When He decided it was time to go, they packed up and followed Him. And when He decides it is time for us to move to the next level of our journey in Him, we should never say, "This is just not a good time." God knows best. And His timing is always exactly right. The fact that I don't feel ready to deal with something in my life doesn't mean that I am not ready. God's timing is perfect, and His ways are not our ways, but they are higher and better than our ways.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Thank you for listening to Devotionals for the Busy.